Hello and welcome to this midweek reflection at Ruddington Baptist Church. This week I want to focus on two short passages. The first is part of the creation story taken from Genesis chapter 2 verses 2 to 3. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. And the second reading is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 10. Remember, the Sabbath day is holy by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. The word I want to bring to you this week, as we approach the start of August, is the word rest. I recently heard someone say this: rest is bread for the journey. In other words, rest is essential to life. We need it. Without rest, we burn out. Our productivity withers. And by working too hard, we end up achieving very little. I remember hearing a couple of years ago about a business owner who cut the working week of her company to 4 days instead of the normal 5-day week. Many people criticised this decision, but the result was amazing. Productivity increased on the 4 working days. People procrastinated less and worked harder because they were well rested. The same amount of work got done to the same standard in less days. I wonder how many businesses have got more out of their employees during lockdown, working from home with greater flexibility in working hours and greater opportunities for rest, rather than sat at a desk in an office. It would be interesting to find out. Rest is so important. A desire to rest shouldn't take over our lives and become all-consuming. But rest should be our bread for the journey, the fuel for the work at hand, and the place from which all other activities flow. The Bible talks a lot about rest, and perhaps the two passages we've looked at today are the most well-known, talking about Sabbath rest. The Sabbath has been somewhat lost in our modern-day culture, with many shops and businesses opening 7 days a week. The word Sabbath can also be viewed negatively because of the legalistic approach taken by the religious leaders of Jesus' day and by many other people since. For example, in Mark chapter 2, Jesus is walking through a field of grain with his disciples on the Sabbath, and he picks the heads of the grain for his disciples to eat, and he's criticised by the Pharisees for breaking the law. Jesus explains that human need is greater than man-made laws. He says the Sabbath was made for man, not the man for Sabbath. In other words, the Sabbath is not meant to be forced upon people as a law. Rather, it's meant to benefit people. It's an invitation to rest in God's presence, receiving what we need for the journey ahead: food, drink, sleep, time in nature, time with family, and the feeding of God's word and prayer. We should rest because of the benefit it brings to us, spending time away from work, slowing down with God and with our loved ones, not because of any law or commandment. But the challenge for many of us is making space for rest, particularly during this time of lockdown. I know there are some people who may not relate to this who have found lockdown blissfully relaxing. But for many people, it's been almost impossible to rest when trying to work from home, look after a toddler or homeschool children and young people, and then add in extra housework because more time is being spent in the home, and maybe even caring for other family members who are shielding due to age or health conditions on top of everything else. Finding time for rest amongst all of this becomes very difficult. And then when you can rest, you're in your home, which has also become your workplace, and it's not so much of a relaxing place anymore. I read an article the other day which said that many people have been overworking during lockdown because the boundaries of working hours and resting hours have become more blurred when working from home. It's very easy to say, I'll just go and do that one more task. In our current situation, rest won't necessarily make space for itself. We need to create time for it. And that's where the idea of Sabbath becomes really helpful. Sabbath is about setting aside time to recharge our physical, mental, and spiritual batteries. Last week, I went on holiday to Herefordshire with my family. And when we arrived, I found that my phone signal was really poor and there was very little internet access. It was actually great. We spent time as a family going for walks, paddling my daughter's feet in the river, sitting in a hot tub, playing games together in the evening and eating good food. For the first time in months, I had cake from a cafe and a drink in a beer garden. It was really refreshing just to have a change of scene and a change of lifestyle, to get away from my home and from my workplace. It gave me the space I needed to pray, space to think, space to reflect, and space to just be still. I recognise not everyone is able to get away for a holiday for various reasons, but we can all make space for rest, and we can all find ourselves a change of scene. Sometimes it's helpful just to get out of the village or town that you live in for a day and find a new place to walk and explore. Even God himself needed rest on the seventh day, having worked hard creating the universe. In this summer month of August, I encourage you to find some rest, to give yourself a Sabbath, a break from work, and to walk with God in the cool of the night, to walk with Jesus through fields of grain, and to be guided by the shepherd to lie down in green pastures, to walk by quiet waters, and to be refreshed in body, mind, and soul. And put God at the centre of your Sabbath. So may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he give you his peace. Amen.